this week's Torah reading is called Vayetze, and he went out. And we find, basically, the story of the growth of Yaakov and his family. There's one verse in an interchange between Laban and Yaakov, his father-in-law and Yaakov, where Laban repeats two words. And we have to understand what's this whole repetition about and what can we learn out of this repetition. But in order to understand that verse, which is in chapter 31, verse 30, we have to understand first a little bit of context. What happened over here? As brief as possible. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva. He went to Haran. In Be'er Sheva, he lived with his father, Yitzchak, and he went to Haran because his brother, Esav, wanted to kill him. And he went to live in Haran with Laban, his future father-in-law. He worked 14 years for two daughters of Laban, Leah first, and then Rachel. He wanted to get married with Rachel, and then he got married with Leah. It's a whole story over there. And then he worked 6 years in order to multiply his sheep. And after those 20 years, Yaakov decided to leave the house of Laban. He did not request permission from Laban. He just went away. He spoke with his wives, and he went away. And when Laban heard that Yaakov actually left, he went and found Yaakov, and he started talking to him. And in this interchange, Laban was very angry. Why did you leave my house? Why did you take my daughters? I can kill you, actually, you and all your children. I can do really, really evil with you. But Laban says to him, God appeared, your God appeared to me in a dream, and he told me, don't talk to him, not good things, not bad things, Laban to Yaakov. So I'm not going to do harm to you, but I have a question for you, basically. You left my house because you longed for the house of your father. Why did you steal my gods? Actually, Rachel stole something called teraphim. There's a whole argument between the commentaries. What's teraphim? We're not going to explain this right now. The point is that this is the question that Laban had. You longed for your father's house. Okay, go away. But you know what? Don't steal my gods. Now, when we really analyze this verse, when Laban was talking to Yaakov about this question about the gods and so on, we find a repetition. Laban says twice the same thing. Maybe in the regular translations of the Torah, you're not going to see this. But if you look at the original Hebrew, you're going to find this. Laban says like this. Ato, now, holoich holachta, twice. Holoich holachta, you went. Bad translation, I know. But you went. Ki nichsev nichsavta, because you longed, twice. Levei savicha, the house of your father, why did you stole my gods? We have to understand what's going on over here. Yaakov never left the house of Laban. And now Laban is saying, twice, you left my house, twice. And even if Yaakov really longed for his father's house, why does the Torah repeat over here the longing of Yaakov? We know that when Torah repeats a word, it's because it's expressing something very deep in a person or in an action that's happening. In this particular case, Yaakov already spoke with Laban, I want to leave your house. He didn't do it when Yaakov worked 14 years for the wives, Leah and Rachel and Leah. At that point, Yaakov wanted to leave the house of Laban. 14 years of working for you, I have nothing for me. And Laban told him, wait a second, my house was blessed because of you. Don't leave me. Don't go away. And then they arranged that Yaakov would work 6 more years, a total of 20 years, for the cattle and so on. But Yaakov, in the point that he wanted to leave, he already left that place. He wasn't leaving over there because his desire was really to leave. So that's why Laban over here, it's actually angry with Yaakov. You already told me you wanted to leave, but you didn't. We spoke about it, and you left. You didn't. You stayed in my house. You didn't leave. So why now you left? This is the question. Actually, Laban is asking Yaakov, and furthermore, that's why twice leaving, so to speak. You already wanted to leave. You lived your life as if you left already this place, but you didn't leave. So why did you leave right now? I thought you were never going to leave, even if you wanted. And the second idea that's repeated also, nichsev nichsavta, you really longed for the house of your father. What Laban is telling Yaakov is, I know that even when you came to Haran, you never wanted to be here with me. You just wanted to be with your father, in learning Torah, in the house of Yitzchak, in Be'er Sheva, and so on. And your longing was so strong, I saw this, I understand this. So strong it was, that now you really decided to leave. Now, this is the explanation, simple explanation, of why Laban repeats in the original text twice two things. Holoi cholachta, you left, because you lived already far from here. And nichsev nichsavta, you have a strong longing for the house of your father. However, what do we learn from here? There's a very deep idea, simple and deep idea. The parsha is called Vayetze. The whole reading is called Vayetze. Yaakov left the place where he really wanted to live, with his father, learning Torah and so on. And he went into exile, Haran, far from the land of Israel, far from his father and so on. A person has to know that we, right now, we live in exile. Exile doesn't mean whether you live inside the land of Israel or outside the land of Israel. Exile means that the presence of God is hidden. We don't see God. All the prophecies, mainly in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah, I think it's called in English, talk about that we're going to see, the flesh is going to see, everybody's going to see the presence of God in this world. So exile really means a spiritual thing of God has his presence concealed. He is in exile, we are in exile. He is concealed and we don't see him. And this is like a father playing with a son, you know. Where is Tati? Tati is here. You hide yourself and we have to look for you. So first of all, we have to know that Holoi cholachta. We have to live in a way that we don't actually belong over here. We don't belong in Galus, in exile. We belong with God, in Gan Eden. But, you know, the first man did whatever he did, and we were actually taken out of Gan Eden. So we wanted to go back over there. That's our place, together with God, in a revealed manner. And in order to live like that, nichsev nichsavta, you really have to long for that. When we learn about what it means, the coming of Moshiach, what it means, the revelation of godliness, what it means to live with him, studying him, understanding him, talking to him, and so on, when we really learn about it, that's going to generate in the heart a strong longing for that moment again. Each one of us can live in this manner, can live this way. It's just a matter of wanting and sitting and learning what it means, really, the purpose why God created this whole world, in order for his presence to be revealed over here, and that depends on us.